Did you get some water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that was very entertaining watching Batman come here.
Det var meget underholdende at se Batman komme her.
And then your son trying to get your attention.
Og så min søn der prøver at få min opmærksomhed.
That doesn't just happen to me.
Det sker ikke lige for mig.
I was so encouraged.
Jeg er så opmuntret, at det ikke længere lige sker for mig.
I was doing a wedding once.
På et tidspunkt holdt jeg et bryllup.
And I was standing at the front.
Og stod op foran.
And my three-year-old daughter was one of the little bridesmaids coming in.
Der havde jeg så en treårig datter, som var en af de her små piger, der kom ind.
And she kind of stole the show, really.
Og hun stjal ligesom opmærksomheden.
Because as she came down the front, when everyone was silent, as the bride was walking in.
Fordi hun kom sådan op foran, mens alle var stille, og bruden gik ind.
She pointed to me.
Og så pegede hun på mig.
And she said, "Look at the pretty daddy."
Og så sagde hun, se ham, den smukke far.
Oh dear. Out of the mouth of babes.
Ud af spæde og dines mund.
Okay, I'm going to read a number of texts of scripture to you this morning.
Jeg vil læse en række skrifter for jer her til morgen.
But before we do that,
vi gør det,
I want you to kind of think about something, and I want you to grade yourself.
Vil jeg bede om at tænke på noget nu her, og så ligesom give jer selv karakter.
So on a scale of about, oh, can we lose the echo on this, please? Thank you. On a scale of about 1 to 100.
På en skala fra 1 til 100.
The sinner scale.
Syndeskalaen.
Where would you rate yourself?
Hvor vil du placere dig selv?
On the sinner scale.
På en synderskala.
You know, if it's 100.
Hvis det er 100.
You're really, really bad.
Så er du virkelig, virkelig slem.
Maybe you're just at the 10. Or the 15 or the 20. But I want you to just think, just be honest with yourself.
Men vær ærlig med dig selv.
Where would I put myself if I had to look at my life, my history?
Hvor vil jeg placere mig selv, hvis jeg så på mit liv, på min historie?
On the sinner scale.
På syndeskalaen.
1 to 100.
1 til 100.
Have you got a figure in your head?
Har du sådan et tal i hovedet?
I won't make you say it.
Jeg skal nok lade være for at sige det.
You won't have to tell anybody else.
Og jeg vil ikke at fortælle nogen andre det.
Only the Lord knows the number. And there's probably a lot of angels laughing right now. At what you think it is. Have you got that number? Have you done that? Just a little nod will encourage me. Yeah, is that okay? Yeah? Yeah, you've done that? Have you done that? Yeah? Okay. Good. Now...
No.
On a scale of 1 to 100,
på en skala fra 1 til 100,
loving God,
at elske Gud,
where are you there?
Hvor er du på den skala?
Do you love him a lot?
Elsker du ham?
Huh? That's on the 100 side.
Oh,
or, you know, well,
eller,
I like going to church on Sunday.
Jeg kan godt lide at gå i kirke om søndagen.
But I enjoy my life Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Men så nyder jeg livet mandag, tirsdag, onsdag, torsdag.
So where are you on the loving God scale?
Hvor er du på elske Guds skala?
Okay. Fix yourself a number there too.
Og først sæt lige et tal der også.
Have you done that?
Har gjort det?
Got one there? Okay, now keep those things in mind.
Og have lige det i baghovedet.
Now let's look at the scriptures.
Så lad os se.
We're going to start in 1 Corinthians 15.
Vi starter i 1. Korinther kapitel.
And I'm just going to read some verses and then I'm going to read some text.
Og vi læser nogle vers og noget tekst.
So one verse.
Et enkelt vers.
Verse 9.
Verse 9.
For I am the least of the apostles who am not worthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God.
For jeg er den ringeste af apostlerne, ikke værdig til at kaldes apostel, fordi jeg har forfulgt Guds kirke.
Ephesians chapter 3.
Efeserbrevet kapitel 3.
Verse 8. To me,
jeg,
who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Jeg, den ringeste af alle de hellige, fik den nåde at forkynde evangeliet om Kristi uransagelige rigdom for hedningerne.
1 Timothy chapter 1.
1 Timotheus kapitel 1.
Verse 15.
Vers 15.
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
Troværdigt er det ord og al modtagelse værd, for Kristus Jesus kom til verden for at frelse syndere, og af dem er jeg den første.
And now we're going to go to Luke chapter 7.
Og Lukas kapitel 7.
And there's quite a long text here, so I'll read it and you can follow it in your Danish Bible. Is that okay? Do you bring Danish Bibles? Do you do stuff like that here?
No.
It's not a bad idea, you know, when you go to church to bring a Bible.
Det er faktisk ikke så dårligt at tage sin danske bibel med, når man går i kirke.
It's not a bad idea.
Det er ikke en dum idé.
So do you think we need to read it in Danish? For all the naughty ones who didn't bring their Bibles.
Man, nok hellere læse det på dansk for alle de slemme, der ikke tog deres bibel.
We might make you put up your hands.
Kan nok lade være at bede om at
But if you didn't bring your Bible,
men hvis ikke I brækte jeres bibel,
you can increase the sinner scale by at least 10.
Så kan I lige forøge synderskalaen med 10 i hvert fald.
I can see the conviction coming on some of you.
Se overbevisningen komme over jer.
Which verses?
We'll do it in Danish then.
Yes.
So verse 36 to the end of the chapter.
Fra vers 36 i Lukas kapitel 7. En af farisæerne indbød Jesus til at spise hos sig, og han gik ind i farisæerens hus og tog plads ved bordet. Nu var der en kvinde, som levede i synd i den by. Da hun fik at vide, at han sad til bords i farisæerens hus, gik hun derhen med en alabaskrukke fuld af olie, stillede sig grædende bag ham ved hans fødder, og begyndte at væde hans fødder med sine tårer og tørrede dem med sit hår, og hun kyssede hans fødder og salvede dem med olien. Da farisæeren, som havde indbudt ham, så det, tænkte han ved sig selv. Hvis den mand var profet, ville han vide, hvad det var for en slags kvinde, der rører ved ham, at det er en, der lever i synd. Jesus sagde der til ham, Simon, jeg har noget at sige dig. Han svarede, sig det, mester. En pengeudlåner havde to skyldnere. Den ene skyldte 500 dinar, og den anden 50. Da de ikke havde noget at betale med, eftergav han dem begge deres gæld. Hvem af dem vil så elske ham mest? Simon svarede, den han eftergav mest, vil jeg tro. Jesus sagde, det har du ret i. Og vendt mod kvinden, sagde han til Simon, ser du denne kvinde? Jeg kom ind i dit hus, og du gav mig ikke vand til mine fødder, men hun har vædet mine fødder med sine tårer og tørret dem med sit hår. Du gav mig ikke noget kys, men hun er blevet ved med at kysse mine fødder, siden jeg kom herind. Du salvede ikke mit hoved med salve, men hun har salvet mine fødder med olie. Derfor siger jeg dig, at hendes mange synder er tilgivet, siden hun har elsket meget. Den, der kun har fået lidt tilgivet, elsker kun lidt. Og han sagde til hende, at dine synder er tilgivet. De andre ved bordet begyndte at tænke ved sig selv, hvem er du han, som endnu tilgiver synder? Men han sagde til kvinden, din tro har frelst dig. Gå bort med fred.
But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little.
Den, der kun har fået lidt tilgivet, elsker kun lidt.
There's an interesting paradox in the Christian life.
Der er et interessant paradox i kristenlivet.
It's something that we see in the life of the Apostle Paul.
Og det er noget, vi ser i apostlen Paulus' liv.
In 1 Corinthians 15, he begins by saying, I'm the least of the apostles.
I 1 Corinthians 15 starter han med at sige, jeg er den ringeste af apostlene.
I'm not worthy to be called an apostle.
Ikke værdig til at blive kaldt apostel.
The apostles are impressive characters in the Bible.
Apostler er sådan nogle imponerende karakterer i Bibelen.
They do amazing things.
Som gør forbløffende ting.
And as Paul is starting out in his ministry, he compares himself to the other apostles. He said, well, you know what?
Da Paulus starter sin tjeneste, sammenligner han sig med de andre apostler og siger, ved hvad?
They're all ahead of me.
De er alle sammen foran mig.
I think I come last in that.
Jeg tror, jeg er den sidste i rækkefølgen der.
And then Paul goes on a number of years.
Og så fortsætter han sin tjeneste nogle år.
And he matures.
Modnes.
And he gets more spiritual.
Bliver mere åndelig.
And then he writes Ephesians 3.
Så skriver han Efeserbrevet kapitel 3.
He says, you know what?
Og så siger han, ved hvad?
I'm not just the last of the apostles.
Jeg er ikke bare den sidste af apostlerne.
I'm the least of the saints.
Ja, den ringeste af alle de hellige.
He looks at all the other believers.
Han ser på alle de andre troende.
And he says, I am the least of the saints.
Og så siger han, jeg er den ringeste af de hellige.
And then he goes on a bit longer.
Så fortsætter han lidt længere.
And he writes the last letter he'll ever write.
Og skriver det sidste brev, han kommer til at skrive.
The pastoral epistles.
Pastoralbrevene.
And there he looks at it all.
Og der kigger han på det hele.
And he said, I'm not just the least of the apostles.
Og siger, jeg er ikke bare den ringeste af apostlene.
I'm not just the least of the saints.
Jeg er ikke bare den ringeste af de hellige.
I'm the chief of sinners.
Jeg er den største af syndere.
If Paul had sat here this morning,
hvis Paulus havde siddet her til morgen,
he would have graded himself 100.
Ville han have givet sig selv karakteren 100.
Chief of sinners.
Største af syndere.
It's a strange thing, isn't it?
Det er mærkværdigt, er det ikke?
The more mature he got,
jo mere moden han blev,
the more he realized the depth of forgiveness that he'd received.
Jo mere indså han dybden i den tilgivelse, han havde modtaget.
And I think one of the, when we talk about loving God,
og når vi taler om at elske Gud,
it's directly related to the degree of forgiveness that we've received.
Så er det direkte relateret til den grad af tilgivelse, vi har modtaget.
If you want to love God more,
hvis du ønsker at elske Gud mere,
you need a greater revelation of the depth of forgiveness that you've received in Jesus.
Har du brug for en større åbenbaring af dybden af tilgivelse, som du har modtaget i Jesus.
And the more you grow in God,
og jo mere du vokser i Gud,
and the more you mature,
og jo mere du modnes,
the greater that revelation should come.
Jo større bliver den åbenbaring.
It got bigger for Paul.
Den blev større for Paulus.
And as it got bigger,
og som den blev større,
he got lower.
Blev han mindre.
Isn't that funny?
Det
he didn't get higher.
Han blev ikke højere.
He got lower.
Han blev mindre.
In his own estimation.
I sin egen bedømmelse.
You see, in this particular scenario,
I den her, i det her scenario,
Jesus comes into this man's house, Simon the Pharisee.
Kommer Jesus herind i Simon fariseerens hus.
And this guy has a certain estimation about his own spirituality.
Og den her fyr, han har sådan en vis bedømmelse af sin egen åndelighed.
You see, if you talk to Pharisees,
hvis man taler med fariseer,
they thought that they were pretty good on the loving God scale.
Så troede de, at de var rimelig godt oppe på elsker Gud.
They would mark themselves really high there.
De ville sætte sig selv højt på den skala.
We read of the story of one Pharisee who went before God to pray, and he said, "Thank you, Lord, you didn't make me like this man."
Vi læser om en fariser, som gik ind for at bede og bad, "Tak Gud, fordi du ikke skabte mig som ham her."
I fast twice a week.
Jeg faster to gange om ugen.
I pay tithes of all that I possess.
Jeg betaler tiende af alt hvad jeg ejer.
You're so lucky to have me, loving
you. Lige hvor du heldig, du har mig omkring.
When Paul wrote about his own Pharisaical history,
da Paulus skrev om sin egen
in Philippians chapter 3, he says, touching the law, I was blameless. There was an outward form that looked good. And he thought he was pretty spiritual.
Og han mente om sig selv, at han var rimelig åndelig.
And Simon the Pharisee sees himself this way.
Og Simon fariseren ser sig selv sådan.
But someone else comes into his home.
Men nu kommer der en anden en ind i hans hjem.
Uninvited.
Uinviteret.
And I love the way the text says it.
Og jeg elsker den måde teksten siger det på.
Because she's described as a sinner.
Fordi hun beskrives som en synder.
A woman in the city who was a sinner.
Var der en kvinde som levede i synd i den by?
And when Simon sees this woman begin to wash Jesus' feet.
Og da Simon ser den her kvinde begynde at vaske Jesu fødder.
And anoint them with this oil.
Salve dem med den her olie.
And Jesus does nothing to rebuke her or stop her.
Og Jesus gør ikke noget for at irettesætte hende eller stoppe hende.
He begins to make a whole series of judgments on the inside.
Så kommer han med sådan en hel række bedømmelser.
Judgments about Jesus.
Dømmer Jesus.
And judgments about the woman.
Og dømmer den her kvinde.
Because in his heart he believes I'm better than she is.
Fordi i sit hjerte troede han, at han var bedre end hende.
And that's really what the heart of the Pharisaical spirit is like.
Og det er virkelig sådan det fariseiske hjertes ånd er.
It looks at other people.
Det kigger på andre mennesker.
And says, well.
Og siger.
I may not be there yet.
Men det kan være jeg ikke er der endnu.
But I'm better than him.
Men jeg er bedre end ham.
And I'm better than her.
Jeg er bedre end hende der.
And it lives by comparison and judgmentalism all the time.
Og den lever hele tiden af sammenligning og dom.
And Jesus is in the midst of all this.
Og Jesus er midt i alt det her.
And he tells a story.
Og så fortæller han en historie.
A story about two debtors.
En historie om to som er i skyld, ikke?
And he wants the Pharisee to make a different kind of a judgment now.
Og han vil gerne have fariseren til at komme med en anden bedømmelse.
And it's a little bit like Nathan the prophet when he goes to David with a story.
Og det er lidt ligesom Nathan profeten, da han kommer til David og fortæller en historie.
Remember that one?
Hey, who's den historie?
And David makes a judgment.
Og David kommer med en dom.
And in making the judgment, he's judging himself.
Og da han foretager dommen, dømmer han egentlig sig selv.
And Jesus does exactly the same thing here.
Og Jesus gør det fuldstændig på samme måde.
In making this judgment, the Pharisee is judging himself.
Da han giver den her dom, så dømmer fariseren sig selv.
A story of two debtors.
En historie om to, der har gæld.
One who owes 500 denarii, one who owes 50 denarii.
Den ene skylder 500 denarii, den anden skylder 50.
The denarii is a very interesting coin in the Bible.
Denarien er en interessant mønt i Bibelen.
It was a silver coin.
Det var en sølvmønt.
And it was used throughout the Roman Empire.
Som blev brugt ud over hele det romerske rige.
And in Matthew chapter 20,
og i Matteus kapitel 20,
in the first few verses there,
i de første par vers,
we have the parable of the laborers in the vineyard.
der har vi lignelsen om arbejderne i vingården.
And at the beginning of the day, the vineyard owner goes and hires in the marketplace some workers and laborers for his vineyard.
Så går vingårdsejeren ud og hyrer nogle arbejdere til sin vingård.
And he says to them, I will pay you one denarius.
Og han siger til dem, jeg vil betale jer en denar.
So a denarius is about a day's wage.
Så en denar svarer cirka til en dagsløn.
Today?
I dag?
About 500 kroner.
500 kroner.
That's what you get.
Det er det, du vil få.
So here's this man.
Så her er manden.
He owes 50 days wages.
Han skylder 50 daglønne.
2500 kroner.
2500.
25000 kroner.
25000 kroner.
25000 kroner.
25000 kroner.
And then you have another guy.
Og så er der en anden fyr.
And he owes 250000 kroner.
Og han skylder en kvart million.
Both get released the debt.
Og begge får eftergivet gælden.
Who is more grateful?
Hvem er mest taknemmelig?
Who's more happy?
Hvem er den gladeste?
Who's going to love more?
Hvem vil elske mest?
Simon says, "Well, I suppose the guy who is forgiven more."
Simon siger, ja, men jeg tror, at den der fik eftergivet mest.
And Jesus said,
og Jesus siger,
"You've judged rightly."
Du har bedømt rigtigt.
That's exactly how it is.
Det er fuldstændig sådan der.
And this woman,
og den her kvinde,
who's got a lot of sin in her life,
som har meget synd i sit liv,
she's forgiven.
Hun er tilgivet.
And that's why she loves this one.
Og det er derfor hun elsker så meget.
Now here's my challenge to you today.
Og her er min udfordring til jer i dag.
How do you see yourself?
Hvordan ser I jer selv?
I wonder where you were on your scale.
Jeg kan vide, hvor I er på skalaen.
Because there's two ways of seeing it.
Fordi der er to måder at se det på.
You see, you can work on the outside.
Du kan arbejde på det ydre.
And make the outside look good and look spiritual and look acceptable.
Og få det ydre til at se godt ud og se åndeligt ud og se acceptabelt ud.
And don't allow the heart to be dealt with.
Men ikke tillade, at der bliver arbejdet med dit hjerte.
God's a heart man.
Gud er en hjerteperson.
God's not just concerned with our behavior.
Gud er ikke bare interesseret i vores opførsel.
He's concerned with our motivation of heart.
Han er interesseret i vores motivation i vores hjerte.
You see, here is the Pharisee concentrating on the outside.
Farisæerne, de er her, og de koncentrerer sig om det ydre.
But on the inside,
men inderst inde,
he's not dealing with the judgmentalism of his heart.
Så gør han ikke noget ved den fordømmelse, der er i hans hjerte.
And in the church, we have a way of frowning on obvious sin.
Og i kirken har vi sådan en måde, hvor vi kaster os frådende over de der indlysende synder.
Somebody gets drunk.
Så en der bliver fuld.
They've got a serious problem.
Så får de et stort problem.
If they keep getting drunk.
Hvis de bliver ved med at drikke sig fuld.
They should see Alcoholics Anonymous.
Så skulle de nok møde sig ind i anonyme alkoholikere.
And there are some of the sort of obvious sins.
Og der er sådan nogle i øjnefaldende synder.
The things that stare at us in the face.
De ting som sådan.
Somebody leaves a husband or leaves a wife and goes off with someone else.
Forlader sin kone eller forlader sin mand og tager afsted med en anden.
We say, oh, what a shame. Sinner.
Sinner.
And that, at the same time, we can sit in church week by week.
Og alligevel kan vi sidde i kirken uge efter uge.
And we can make judgments about one another.
Og dømme andre.
And we raise our hands to the Lord and sing our hymns.
Og hænderne til Herren og synger vores sange.
And then we sit down.
Sætter vi os ned.
And say, oh, that person's so irritating.
Den person er så irriterende.
When is that guy going to get his kids under control?
Hvornår får han sine børn under kontrol?
It's not fair.
Det er ikke fair.
That he's got that new car.
At han har fået den der nye bil.
I'm still driving my old one.
Jeg kører stadigvæk i min gamle.
And we can have thoughts and judgments in our heart.
Og vi kan have tanker og domme i vores hjerter.
While we sit in church and look good on the outside.
Og lige sidde i kirken og se god ud på ydre.
And what Jesus is saying in this text.
Og det Jesus siger i teksten her.
Is that it's very important we don't make those kinds of judgments.
Ja, det er vigtigt, vi ikke kommer med den slags domme.
But that we measure our love by the measure of forgiveness that we've received.
Men at vi måler vores kærlighed ud fra det mål af tilgivelse, vi har modtaget.
See, pride of the heart.
Stolthed i hjernen.
Is just as distasteful for God
er lige så usmageligt for Gud.
As getting drunk.
Som at blive fuld.
Or watching pornography on the internet.
Eller se pornografi på internet.
Pride of the heart and judgmentalism.
Stolthed i hjertet og det at dømme andre.
It's just as offensive to God.
Ja, støder Gud lige så meget.
We somehow have a way of grading sin, don't we?
Vi har sådan et eller andet rangsystem.
Well, that was not too bad.
Ah, det var ikke så slemt.
You know, I was just rude to that person.
Jeg var bare sådan uhøflig over det.
That's not so bad.
Ikke så slemt.
I didn't kill anybody.
Jeg har ikke slået nogen ihjel.
I didn't lie.
Jeg har ikke løjet.
I didn't steal.
Jeg har ikke stjålet.
But I just despise them for a bit.
Jeg foragter dem bare lidt.
Jesus said in Matthew 5.
Og Jesus siger i Matthæus 5.
When you despise a brother, you're in danger of hellfire.
Hvis du foragter en bror, så er du i fare for helvedes ild.
That's what it means to say racha.
It's det, det betyder at sige racha.
To look down on someone, to despise.
Se ned på nogen, at foragte nogen andre.
And so God puts the whole thing on an entirely different plane.
Så Gud sætter det hele på et andet plan.
It's all put on a different level.
Det sættes på et andet niveau.
Where it's not just about behavior.
Hvor det ikke længere handler om opførsel.
It's about heart attitude.
Men om hjertets indstilling.
And because God puts it on a different level.
Og fordi Gud nu får det på et andet niveau.
We all stand guilty.
Står vi alle sammen skyldige.
Before the Lord.
Foran Herren.
And actually, as we mature in Christ.
Og faktisk som vi modnes i Kristus.
We should come to the place like the Apostle Paul.
Burde vi komme til et sted som apostlen Paulus?
Chief of sinners.
Den største blandt syndere.
And people who come to that place.
Og mennesker der kommer til det sted.
Are people who love God deeply.
Er mennesker som elsker Gud dybt.
Because they know.
Fordi de ved,
that without God's intervention in their life,
at uden Guds indgriben i deres liv,
they are nothing and they have nothing.
Er de ikke noget, har de ikke noget.
You see, it's what he has done for us that gives us value.
Det er det, han har gjort for os, der giver os værdi.
It's what God has done for us.
Det er det, han har gjort for os.
That enables us to be different.
Som sætter os i stand til at være anderledes.
Christianity is not about self-improvement.
Kristendommen handler ikke om selvforbedring.
Christianity is about an exchange.
Kristendommen handler om en byttehandel.
A divine exchange.
En guddommelig byttehandel.
Where we give him our old life.
Hvor vi giver ham vores gamle liv.
With all of its failure.
Med alt dets
all of its sin.
Alt dets synd.
All of its corruption.
Alt dets fordærvelse.
Everything that offends God.
Alt det der støder Gud.
And we receive a new life.
Og modtager et nyt liv.
In Christ.
I Kristus.
You get this?
Fanger.
And every single one of us.
Og hver eneste af os.
Has received deep forgiveness.
Har modtaget dyb tilgivelse.
But only some of us recognize how deep it is.
Men kun nogen af os indser, hvor dyb den er.
You see, I believe that the sin of Simon the Pharisee was far worse than this woman.
Jeg tror, at Simon Pharisæernes synd var meget større end den her kvindes synd.
But he didn't think he had a big debt.
Men han troede ikke, han havde en stor skyld.
Well, I know I owe God something.
Jamen, jeg ved, jeg skylder Gud noget.
But it's not much.
Men jeg er ikke for meget.
I'm not as bad as something.
Jeg er ikke så slem som nogen af dem.
I grew up in a Christian home.
Jeg voksede op i et kristent hjem.
I've been to church all my life.
Jeg har været i kirke hele mit liv.
I haven't done some of those wicked things.
Jeg har ikke gjort nogen af de der syndige, onde ting.
And you need to recognize something very simple.
Og du bliver nødt til at indse noget meget enkelt.
That Jesus died on the cross for all sin.
At Jesus døde på korset for al synd.
That God doesn't grade sin in that sense.
At Gud på den måde ikke ranger over dig selv.
Anything that violates his law and his character.
Alt der overtræder hans lov og hans karakter.
Would have demanded the death of Jesus.
Ville have krævet Jesu død.
You get this?
Fanger jeg det?
My desire for you this morning.
Min længsel for jer den her morgen.
Is that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes.
At Helligånden må åbne jeres hjerter.
To see that your sin.
Så I kan se, at jeres synd
cost God his son.
Kostede Gud sin søn.
And that's a deep forgiveness.
Og det er dyb tilgivelse.
It's a deep forgiveness.
Det er en dyb tilgivelse.
And the danger with our church life.
Og faren i vores kirkeliv.
Is that we tend to think I'm not really that bad.
At vi har en tendens til at tænke, ah, jeg er ikke så slem.
I know I owe something.
Jeg ved godt, jeg skylder noget.
But it's not that bad.
Ja, det er ikke så slemt.
And it's not that much.
Og det er ikke så meget.
And you know what happens?
Og ved du, hvad der så sker?
We have churches filled with people who really don't love God that much.
Jamen så får vi kirker, der er fyldt med mennesker, som egentlig ikke elsker Gud så meget.
How would you like to live your life in such a way
Hvad vil du sige til at leve dit liv på en sådan måde?
That at the end of it,
at når du var færdig med det,
God could look at you through His Son Jesus.
Kunne Gud se på dig gennem sin søn Jesus.
And say thank you for loving me the way you love me.
Tak fordi du elsker mig på den måde du elsker.
Thank you for putting me first.
Tak fordi du satte mig først.
When this woman came in,
da den her kvinde kom ind,
in John chapter 12,
i Johannes kapitel 12,
the disciples are there and they react.
Er disciplinerne der, og de reagerer.
It's a different record of what I believe is the same story.
Det er en anden optegnelse af hvad jeg tror er den samme historie.
And the alabaster box is broken and she's anointing the feet of Jesus.
Og den her alabasterkrukke bliver brudt og hun salver Jesu fødder.
And it's Judas who becomes the mouthpiece for all the disciples.
Og der bliver Judas ligesom talerør for alle disciplinerne.
And he said,
og siger,
this is a waste.
Det er spild det her.
This is a waste.
Det er spild.
This could have been sold.
Det kunne være solgt.
For 200 denarii.
For 200 denarii.
200 days wages.
200 dages løn.
And the money given to the poor.
Og pengene kunne være givet til de fattige.
And it sounds so spiritual, doesn't it?
Og det lyder så åndeligt, gør det ikke?
Giving the money to the poor, helping the poor.
Pengene til de fattige, vi kan hjælpe de fattige.
What a waste.
Hvilket spild.
And Jesus said,
og Jesus siger,
don't say that.
Sig ikke det.
She has anointed me for my burial.
Hun har salvet mig til min begravelse.
And he said, wherever the gospel is preached,
og siger, uanset hvor evangeliet forkyndes,
this will be spoken of as a memorial for her.
Vil det her tales om til minde om hende.
I believe in the preaching of the gospel we've not honored this woman enough.
Jeg tror i vores forkyndelse af evangeliet har vi ikke ædret den her kvinde nok.
That was the command of Jesus.
Det var Jesu befaling.
Whenever you preach the gospel,
prædike evangeliet.
Speak about what she did.
Tal om hvad hun har gjort.
Because she saw something of value.
Fordi hun så noget af værdi.
That was greater than what she sacrificed.
Som var større end det hun offrede.
And to her it was not a waste.
Og for hende var det ikke spild.
And to Jesus it was not a waste.
Og for Jesus var det ikke spild.
And to God it was not a waste.
For Gud var det ikke spild.
Most of you know my testimony.
De fleste af jer kender mit vidnesbyrd.
I was 22 years of age.
Jeg var 22 år gammel.
I was studying at university civil engineering. Jeg
studerede på universitetet civil ingeniør.
I had 9 months to finish my degree.
Jeg havde 9 måneder tilbage før jeg var færdig med uddannelsen.
And I felt the Lord tell me to leave to go to Bible college.
Jeg følte at Herren sagde at jeg skulle forlade og tage på bibelskole.
And everybody said to me.
Og alle sagde til mig.
What a waste.
Sikke spild.
What a waste.
Sikke spild.
You're foolish.
Tåbeligt.
Throwing your life away.
Smider dit liv væk.
Throwing your future away.
Smider din fremtid væk.
Throwing your career away.
Smider din karriere væk.
You know those thoughts didn't even enter my head.
De der tanker i mit hoved.
It seemed the most sensible thing to do.
Kom ikke slet. De kom ikke ind i mit hoved, fordi for mig så det ud til at være det mest normale.
Having met Jesus.
Fornuftigt efter at have mødt Jesus.
It just seemed sensible.
Det syntes fornuftigt.
My life was going in this direction.
Det var på vej i den her retning.
That was taking me away from God.
Så førte mig væk fra Gud.
I met him.
Så mødte jeg ham.
And I realized it was going in the wrong direction.
Og jeg indså at det var i den forkerte retning.
And I now wanted it to go in the right direction.
Og nu vil jeg gerne have det skulle i den rigtige retning.
What's the problem?
Hvad er problemet i det?
Because we make judgments and evaluations.
Fordi vi dømmer og vi bedømmer.
Based on what we consider to be important.
Ud fra det vi anser for vigtigt.
What a waste.
Sikke spild.
And Jesus received it.
Men Jesus modtog det.
And it was not a waste to him.
Og det var ikke spild for ham.
He loved it.
Han elskede det.
A number of years ago.
For en del år tilbage.
In the middle part of Germany,
I Midt-Tyskland,
a group of believers got together under Count Zinzendorf. They became known as the Moravians.
Var der en gruppe af troende, der samledes om en grev Zinzendorf, og de blev kendt som the Moravians, eller brødremenigheden.
They initiated two things.
Og de påbegyndte to ting.
One was prayer.
Det ene var
And the other was missions.
Og det andet var mission.
The church was not well known at that time for those things.
Og det var ikke ting, der kendetegnede menigheden på det tidspunkt.
They were so passionate about prayer as a community.
Men de var så lidenskabelige om bøn som samfund.
That they decided to have 24-hour prayer.
At de besluttede sig for at have 24 timers bøn.
And there was a room where people could come and go.
Mennesker kunne komme ind.
And prayer went on.
Og bede fortsat.
That prayer meeting lasted 100 years.
Det bønemøde fortsatte i 100 år.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Did you hear that?
Hørte I det?
It lasted 100 years.
Det var 100 år.
24/7.
24 timer, 7 dage om ugen.
They didn't start that way.
Sådan begyndte det ikke.
It was just their passion.
Men det var deres lidenskab.
They wanted to love God.
De ønskede at elske Gud.
And as a community, that's what ended up happening.
Og som samfund var det det, der endte med at ske.
The second thing they did was begin to move out in missions.
Den anden ting, de begyndte at gøre, var at begynde at bevæge sig ud i mission.
And in order to get to some of the British colonies,
og for at kunne nå til nogle af de britiske kolonier,
where they could share the gospel,
hvor de kunne dele evangeliet,
there was only one way they could do it.
Så var der kun én måde, de kunne gøre det på.
They worked and earned enough money.
De arbejdede og sørgede for at tjene nok penge.
And then they bought a ticket on a ship.
Og så købte de en billet til et skib.
And they sold themselves into slavery.
Og så solgte de sig selv til slaveri.
And they went out on plantations.
Og så tog de ud på plantation.
And worked with the slaves as slaves.
Sammen med slaverne som slaver.
And led them to Jesus.
Og førte dem til Jesus.
And some people said, "What a waste."
Og nogle mennesker tænkte, sikke spild.
And as they were leaving on the ships,
og som de tog afsted på de der skibe,
there's a very famous day,
så er der sådan en meget berømt dag,
where some of the young men looked at their families who were weeping while they were going away into slavery.
Hvor nogle af de her unge mænd stod og så på deres familier, som græd efter, da de nu tog afsted her på vej mod slaveri.
As a choice.
Som et valg.
And they looked at their families and they made this statement.
Og de så på deres familier, og så kom de med sådan en udtalelse her.
That the lamb might receive the reward of his sufferings.
For at lammet må modtage belønningen for hans lidelser.
And they had joy on their faces.
Og så var de glade.
And it was not a waste to them.
Og det var ikke et spild.
Because something had gripped their heart.
Fordi det var noget, der havde grebet deres hjerte.
And it wasn't a waste.
Og det var ikke spild.
Peter Elliot. I think it's Catherine Elliot's husband. He died as a missionary.
Catherine Elliot's man died as a missionary.
He made this statement.
Han kom med den her udtale.
He is no fool.
Den er ingen tog.
Who gives up that which he cannot keep.
Som giver det, han ikke kan beholde.
In order to keep that which he cannot lose.
For at kunne beholde det, han ikke kan miste.
He went to the Alka Indians.
Han gik ud til et eller andet Indien.
And he was killed.
Og blev slået ihjel.
He was murdered.
Blev myrdet.
So his wife went.
Så tog hans kone efter.
And she led the man who murdered her husband to Jesus.
Og hun førte ham, som myrdede sin mand, til Jesus.
And then he led the community to Jesus.
Og så førte han hele samfundet der til Jesus.
And she started a work out there.
Og så begyndte hun at arbejde derude.
With the Alka Indians.
Blandt de her indianer.
I cannot put a bigger love in your heart. For God.
Jeg kan ikke lægge en større kærlighed til Gud ned i jeres hjerter.
Unless I can put in your heart.
Men mindre jeg kan lægge ned i jeres hjerter.
A bigger appreciation.
En større påskønnelse.
For what you've been forgiven.
For det du er blevet tilgivet for.
If you begin to see it.
Hvis du begynder at se.
You'll begin to be more radical.
Du begynder at blive mere radikal.
We have churches where we can barely get people to give 10%.
Vi har kirker, hvor vi knap nok kan få folk til at give 10%.
Why not give 100?
Hvorfor ikke give 100?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Why not 1 month?
Hvorfor ikke 1 måned?
For 1 month, why don't you give your entire salary and say, Jesus, here's the whole month's salary. I'll trust you for a month.
Hvorfor ikke i et måde give Jesus hele lønnen og sige, Jesus, her er det, nu stoler jeg på dig for.
If I only drink water for 31 days, I don't think it will kill me.
Om jeg så skal drikke vand i 31 dage, så tror jeg ikke, jeg dør af det.
But maybe you'll supply my needs another way.
Men det kunne være, at du vil sørge for mine behov på andre måder.
Where is the radical living?
Hvor er den radikale livsstil?
You're really glad I came this morning, aren't you?
Jeg er glad for, at jeg kom her til morgen.
That kind of stuff doesn't happen.
Den slags ting sker ikke.
If God doesn't touch our hearts.
Hvis Gud ikke berører vores hjerte.
With how much he's done for us.
Med hvor meget han har gjort for
os. And how much he's forgiven us.
Hvor meget han har tilgivet os for.
And this woman wept.
Og den her kvinde, hun græd.
And gave everything.
Og hun gav alt.
200 denarii worth.
200 denarii hver.
Of fragrant oil.
Kostelig olie.
It would be like sort of Chanel number 5, wouldn't
det
it? Just pouring it all over Jesus.
fuldstændig over Jesus.
Pouring it all over him.
Udgydet det hele ud over Jesus.
Smell must have filled that room.
Og den der duft må have fyldt hele lokalet.
See, Jesus turned around to the Pharisee.
Jesus vendte sig til fariseeren.
And in the day that Jesus lived,
og på den tid, hvor Jesus levede,
there were certain ways and conventions in which you greet people.
Så var der nogle måder, hvorpå man hilste på mennesker.
The Danes like the Brits like a handshake.
Danskerne og briterne kan godt lide at give hinanden hånd.
The French like a little bit of kissing on the side.
Danskerne kan godt lide at kysse lidt på kinderne.
These are conventions about how we greet each other.
Det er nogle sædvaner og måder, vi hilser hinanden på.
How we welcome one another.
Hvordan vi byder hinanden velkommen.
One of the things that I loved about Danish culture the first time I was here.
En af de ting, jeg elskede ved den danske kultur de første gange jeg var her.
Is when we have a bit of hyggeligt time.
Når vi har sådan lidt hygge.
You know, and you come in and the candles go on.
Og du kommer ind, og så bliver der rent lys.
And the coffee comes out.
Kaffen kommer frem.
And there's a little bit of cake there or something.
Kage eller et eller andet.
Wienerbrød. Something like that.
Noget som det.
And you have that as part of your culture.
Og det er sådan en del af jeres kultur.
It's very unique.
Og det er enestående.
It's very special.
Det er helt specielt.
And Jesus came to Simon.
Jesus kom her ind i Simons hus.
And he said, I came into your home.
Og siger, jeg kom ind i dit hjem.
And you didn't kiss me.
Og du kyssede mig.
There was no greeting of a kiss.
Der var ikke den der hilsen med et kys.
You didn't wash my feet.
Du vaskede ikke mine fødder.
But she hasn't stopped washing them with her tears.
Men hun har ikke holdt op med at vaske dem med sine tårer.
And wiping them with her hair.
Tørret dem med sit hår.
And kissing them all the time.
Og kysset dem hele tiden.
And you didn't anoint my head with oil.
Og du salvede ikke mit hoved med olie.
And these were all ways in the New Testament.
I det nye testament er det her alt sammen måder
that you can express appreciation and value to somebody.
Som du vise påskønnelse og værdi til nogen på.
And this woman who is the sinner,
og den her kvinde som er synder,
does it all.
Gør det hele.
And so Jesus pronounces forgiveness over her.
Så Jesus udsiger tilgivelsen over hende.
He would like to do it over the Pharisee.
Han vil gerne gøre det over fariseeren.
But the Pharisee only has a little debt.
Men fariseeren havde kun en lille gæld.
Not as God sees it.
Ikke fra Guds øjne.
But as he sees it.
Men i hans egen øjne.
In fact, his debt's bigger than hers.
Faktisk var hans gæld større end hendes.
But he can't see it.
Men han kunne ikke se det.
And so because he can't see it.
Og fordi han ikke kan se det.
He can't move in the same love.
Kan han ikke bevæge sig i samme kærlighed?
You give yourself.
Du giver dig selv.
To what you value.
Til det du sætter værdi på.
And you value.
Og du sætter værdi.
What means the most to you.
På det der betyder mest for dig.
And if your forgiveness means anything to
og
you.
Og hvis din tilgivelse betyder noget for dig.
Allow it to touch your heart at the deepest place.
Så tillad at den berører dit hjerte dybest ned.
So that giving and doing radical things in expressing your love for God.
Så det at give og det at gøre radikale ting for at udtrykke din kærlighed for Gud.
Don't come out of an attitude of look at what I'm sacrificing.
Ikke komme ud af en holdning se hvad jeg offrer.
But come out of an attitude of look what I'm embracing and gaining.
Men komme ud af en holdning der se hvad jeg kan få fat i her, se hvad jeg kan omfavne og tage imod.
See, this woman got to touch Jesus.
Den her kvinde fik lov til at røre Jesus.
She got to kiss him.
Fik lov til at kysse ham.
She got to wipe his feet.
Fik lov til at vaske hans fødder.
She got to anoint him.
Og fik lov til at salve ham.
And she got her name included with the gospel.
Og hun fik sit navn med.
Don't you find that amazing?
Er det ikke fantastisk?
Jesus never said that about any of the apostles.
Det sagde Jesus aldrig om nogen af apostlene.
Wherever this gospel is preached.
Alle steder hvor evangeliet skal prædikes.
Remember to mention Peter.
Så husk at nævne Peter.
He never said that about John.
Sagde han aldrig om Johannes.
He never said that about Paul.
Sagde han aldrig om Paulus.
But he said that about this woman.
Men det siger han om den her kvinde.
Because of her love.
På grund af hendes kærlighed.
The love that we express to Jesus.
Den kærlighed vi udtrykker til Jesus.
Is the thing that touches God's heart the most.
Er det som berører Guds hjerte allermest.
And that love will only be released in your life.
Og den kærlighed forløses kun i dit liv.
When you see that that's what really matters.
Når du ser, at det virkelig er det, der betyder noget.
It isn't about careers.
At det ikke handler om karriere.
It isn't about houses.
At det ikke handler om huse.
It isn't about cars.
At det ikke handler om biler.
It isn't about success.
At det ikke handler om succes.
It's all about Jesus.
Men at det hele handler om Jesus.
What value do you place on him?
Hvilken værdi giver du ham?
There's another misconception.
Der er en anden forkert forståelse.
And it's the notion that
Because God has forgiven us.
Og det er tanken om, at fordi Gud har tilgivet os.
The most reasonable thing we can do now is to live for Him.
Så er det mest fornuftige, vi nu kan gøre, det er at leve for Ham.
And to repay Him in some way.
Og så på en eller anden måde betale tilbage til Ham.
God has given all for us.
Gud har givet alt for os.
We should give all for Him.
Vi burde give alt til Ham.
He gave His Son.
Han gav sin søn.
We should give Him ourselves.
Jamen, så skal vi give os selv.
And all that we possess.
Alt, hvad vi har.
And behind that thinking
og bag den tankegang
is a subtle notion.
Er der sådan en underfundig forståelse?
It's the idea that we can begin in some small measure to repay back God what He has paid to us.
Og det er en idé om, at vi på en eller anden måde, i måske lille måde, så kan faktisk betale Gud tilbage for det, Han har gjort for os.
And I don't think that that is a biblical proposition.
Og jeg tror ikke på, at det er den bibelske indstilling.
You know what it says in Hebrews chapter 4?
Hebræerbrevet 4 siger.
It says, let us come.
Lad os komme.
To Jesus, who's our high priest,
to Jesus, som er vores øverste præst,
the one who knows how to identify with our temptation and our suffering and our affliction.
Han kan identificere sig med vores prøvelser og vores lidelse.
And it says, let's come boldly to the throne of grace.
Lad os frimodigt komme frem for nådens trone.
And obtain mercy and grace to help in time of need.
For at få barmhjertighed og nåde til hjælp i rette tid.
Ephesians 2:8. Says you're saved by grace
through faith,
and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God,
not
of works, lest any man should boast.
So
not one of us here today can boast about what we've done to merit God's favor. Not one of us. It's all free grace. God's goodness towards us.
Godhed mod os.
Not of works.
Ikke nogen gerninger.
And the rest of your life
og resten af dit liv
continues like that.
Fortsætter sådan.
It isn't about doing something for God to pay Him back.
Det handler ikke om at gøre noget for Gud for at betale ham tilbage.
It's about living in such a way that we're so dependent on Him
at vi er så afhængige af ham,
that not only is it grace that saves us,
at det ikke bare er nåden, der frelser os,
it's grace that keeps us,
men at det er nåden, der bevarer os,
and it's grace that we keep coming to in order to live day by day.
Og nåden, vi bliver ved med at komme til for at kunne leve
day. The Christian life is not about repaying God. It's about going deeper into debt.
Det handler om at blive en endnu større skyldner.
The debt of grace.
Skyldig i noget.
That's what Hebrews 4 says. It says, let us come and ask and get grace.
Lad os komme og bede om noget.
In James chapter 4,
Jakob 4,
he resists the proud,
han står den stolte,
but he gives grace to the humble.
Han giver den ydmyge noget.
If you want to be successful as a Christian,
hvis du ønsker at være succesrig som kristen,
you need to go into debt in a big way.
Så må du sørge for at få en stor gæld, stor skyld.
Not financial debt.
Ikke økonomisk gæld.
The grace debt.
Men nåde gæld.
A bigger debt of grace.
En større nådesgæld.
Because that's the only thing that's going to take you to the end.
Fordi det er det eneste, der tager dig.
It isn't about what you can do for God.
Det handler ikke om, hvad du kan gøre for Gud.
It's about what He's done for you and what He wants to continue to do for you. So don't let pride in your heart rise up and say, oh, I should be doing better. I should do more for God. Why don't you just throw yourself on grace?
Hvorfor kaster du ikke bare på nåden?
And ask for more grace in your life.
Og bed om mere nåde ind i dit liv.
You know what happens?
Og ved I, hvad der sker?
When there's more grace flowing in your life.
Når der er mere nåde, der flyder i dit liv.
You start doing more outrageous things.
Begynder du at gøre mere vanvittige ting.
Outrageous as far as the world is concerned.
Vanvittige over for verdens perspektiv.
Entirely sensible as far as the kingdom is concerned. Fuldstændig
fornuftige ud fra rigets principper.
We need kingdom sensible people.
Vi har brug for folk, der er fornuftige i rigets forstand.
Paul wrote to the Corinthians.
Paulus skrev til Korintherne.
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Og i 2. Korintherbrev 5.
He said, if we are beside ourselves, it's for your sakes. In other words, if we appear to be mad.
Og siger han, hvis vi er vanvittige, så er det for jeres skyld.
It's for your benefit.
Så er det for jeres, til jeres
skyld. We do crazy things.
Vi gør vanvittige ting.
We do it for the kingdom.
Men vi gør det for riget.
We're naked.
Vi er nøgne.
We're hungry.
Vi er sultne.
Being cursed, we blessed.
Når vi forbandes, velsigner vi.
We live in a different order.
Vi lever i en anden orden.
He who's forgiven much.
Den som har fået meget tilgivet.
Loves much.
Elsker meget.
If you want to improve your love life with God,
hvis du ønsker at forbedre dit kærlighedsliv med Gud,
recognize how much He's forgiven you.
Så anerkend, hvor meget Han har tilgivet dig for.
And then live out of that revelation.
Så liv ud af den åbenbaring.
And as you grow and mature in life,
og som I vokser og modnes i livet,
the paradox is you will become a better Christian.
Så er paradoxet, at du bliver en bedre kristen.
You will become more mature.
Du bliver mere moden.
You will display more of the fruit of the Spirit.
Du vil fremvise mere af Åndens frugt.
But in your own eyes,
men i dine egne øjne,
you'll see yourself as the chief of sinners.
Vil du se dig selv som hovedsynderen, som den største blandt syndere.
Desperately in need for grace every day.
I desperat behov for noget hver eneste dag.
In order to be used by God.
For at kunne blive brugt.
I'd like you to stand if you would. I'm going to pray for you. Just open your heart to the Lord. And just allow God to speak to you for a moment. And maybe you need to adjust those scales that you made at the beginning.
Det kan være, at du lige skal have justeret de der den karakterskala, du begyndte at lave fra begyndelsen.
Because if your love scale reading was bigger than your sinner scale reading, you're deceiving yourself.
Fordi hvis din kærlighedsskala var større end din synderskala, så bedrager du dig selv.
So Spirit of God,
so Gud, så.
We invite you to touch our hearts now.
Vi inviterer dig til at komme og berøre vores hjerte.
Touch our hearts.
Berør vores hjerte.
With a revelation.
Med åbenbaring.
A revelation of Jesus.
Åbenbaring af Jesus.
Lord, we so easily
så let,
view ourselves as being not that bad.
Ser vi os selv som ikke så slemme.
But if there was no one else who had sinned,
men hvis ikke der var nogen andre, der havde syndet,
it would have still have cost you the cross just to save us.
Ville det stadig have kostet at korse os fra os?
Like the Apostle Paul,
som Apostle Paulus,
put in our hearts these words.
Så læg de her ord i vores hjerte.
He loved me and gave himself for me.
Han elskede mig og gav sig selv for mig.
Not just gave himself for the world.
Ikke bare gav sig selv for verden.
But gave himself for me.
Han gav sig selv for mig.
For my sin.
For mine synder.
Lord, put that deep in our spirit.
Herre, læg det dybt ned i vores ånd.
And Father, as you bring a revelation.
Og far, som du bringer en åbenbaring.
Of how much forgiveness we've each received.
Af hvor meget tilgivelse vi er os har modtaget.
Let our love grow.
Så lad vores kærlighed vokse.
In proportion to that forgiveness.
I proportion til tilgivelsen.
Let our love grow.
Lad vores kærlighed vokse.
Let our love be a daring love.
Lad vores kærlighed være en vågende kærlighed.
As daring as this woman.
Lige så våget som denne kvinde.
Who broke with convention.
Som brød alle konventioner.
Who went to places uninvited.
Som gik til steder, hvor hun ikke var inviteret.
Who did things she was never asked to do.
Som gjorde ting, hun ikke blev bedt om at gøre.
But was somehow touching your heart.
Men som på en eller anden måde berørte dit hjerte.
And you loved her for it.
Og du elskede hende for det.
Well, teach us to be that kind of people.
Herre, lær os at være den slags mennesker.
Well, when we meet together on Sunday,
så når vi mødes om søndagen,
there is such a transaction.
At der er sådan en byttehandel.
Such an exchange.
Sådan en udveksling.
That our communities are touched with your love.
At vores samfund berøres af din kærlighed.
They're touched with the reality of your life.
Berøres af virkeligheden ved dit liv.
Lord, we're desperate for your grace.
Herre, vi er desperate efter din nåde.
We're desperate.
Vi er desperate.
We can't do without it.
Vi kan ikke klare os uden det.
We all need second chances.
Vi har alle brug for en ny chance.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Jesus.
Thank you for your forgiveness.
Tak for din tilgivelse.
Lord, I want to thank you this morning.
Og Herre, jeg vil takke dig her til morgen.
That there is no sin beyond forgiveness.
For at der ikke er nogen synd der ud over tilgivelse.
There's nothing we've done.
Der er ikke noget vi har gjort.
Beyond the touch of grace.
Som ikke kan røre sig noget.
For those who struggle here this morning with that.
Og for dem, som kæmper med det der her til morgen.
Lord, I ask that you come.
Bed om, at du kommer her.
Come and touch their heart.
Kom og berør deres hjerte.
Come and touch their heart.
Kom og berør deres hjerte.
That the blood of Jesus is enough.
Fortæl, at Jesu blod er nok.
It is enough.
Det er nok.
It is enough.
Det er nok.
No sin has more power.
Ingen synd har mere kraft.
Than the blood of Jesus.
End Jesu blod.
Put it deep in our hearts.
Læg det dybt ned i vores hjerte.
Deep in our hearts.
Dybt i vores hjerte.
Amen.
Amen.
I brought some very good-looking students with me from the Bible College.
Jeg har bragt nogle smukt udseende elever med fra Bibelskolen.
They're very happy to help me pray for you if some of you individually would like some prayer.
De vil meget gerne hjælpe mig med at bede for jer, hvis nogen af jer gerne vil have individuel forbøn.
So I don't know if our brother would be happy to serve us just playing a little on the keyboard, or they will. You will. Okay, you guys. And then if somebody has a very specific prayer,
hvis nogen har en specifik bøn,
really happy to pray for you.
Jeg vil meget gerne, eller forbønds emne,
just come to the front.
Meget gerne bede for jer.
Come to the front.
Kom op foran, hvis I gerne vil bedes for.
I'll turn off the microphone.
Skal nok slå for mikrofonen.
And then we can minister.
Og så kan vi betjene.
God bless you.
Gud velsigne jer. Så lad os lovsynge lige et par sange her, og benytte jer muligheden for at komme frem så hurtigt som muligt. Så vil Peter og Jonbjørn i hvert fald bede.